That's the music of Brian Masick and friends. And with me in the studio at the University of Sioux Falls is bassist Brian Masick.
How are you doing?
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Jesse Christian, guitarist, correct?
That is correct.
All right. We're listening to Forthcoming. It's the title track from your debut CD of original music as a group.
Right.
Right. Tell me a little bit about how the CD, Brian, came into being.
Well, a lot of it was kind of up to Jesse. The thing with the group is we're a jazz group, and the thing I like about jazz is there's a lot of interpretation and rearranging in the music. And so what we had been doing is playing a lot of other people's music, but we had changed it around quite a bit. And I mean, by quite a bit, we had significant arrangements that, you know, took us a long time to work out and learn. After we played Jazz Fest last year, we kind of, I think, had a what next, you know, what do we do now moment. And Jesse suggest that we started working on our own stuff. And it was a pretty natural progression because with what we were doing anyway, and with what a lot of people do with jazz, we were reworking the songs, and the kind of things we were doing aren't that far off from doing your own original material. And we'd done our own original material, and we all have our own CDs out. So it was just a natural progression to make this as the next step for Jazz Fest. And then once we found out, so we started working on some things. Once we found out that we were going to be back at Jazz Fest this year for the 25th anniversary, it was a no-brainer that was going to be, you know, one of the largest crowds we'd be playing for this year, and it'd be a great audience for it. So we just set that as our deadline, that we will have our CD done by Jazz Fest. So we just started working backwards and got it done, and literally got him back to us about a week ago.
So it was a 12-month process, and that's it for that CD?
It was much less. It was less. Yeah, we had recorded a first batch of songs in November, and it was literally only three songs, and I think we had probably another few written and in the works, and we were playing a lot of the stuff live, but I don't remember, was it February, March or so that we got the word that we were playing, and that's when we kind of, and then
it was even, I'd say probably, you know, a lot of the work we did probably just even in the last, like, several months.
I thought it was April when we did the second track. Everything started with a live tracking session where we had drums, bass, guitar.
It all blurs together.
It is a blur.
Jesse, the sense of urgency, was that helpful for the creative process, or was it a panic?
No, I mean, it was creative, and, you know, the thing is none of us are teenagers anymore. So trying to find time where everybody's free and can get together to work on this stuff is always a challenge. And if you have a deadline, then like everybody better show up.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's just not going to get done. And, you know, it's fun because I like to be creative, and I always have lots of ideas, and it's fun when you have ones that you can make stick, you know, bring to other people, say, hey, let's play this. And somebody else contributes their idea, or like Brian would have a song and I'd write another section for it.
Let's listen to a little bit of What the Funk, and then we'll talk about it, Jesse.
Sounds good.
So when I'm
the riff.
What?
The riff.
Did I interrupt too soon?
No. I'm saying that was a riff that took us forever to learn.
That's a hard one.
Jesse came up with that.
There is some challenge. You know what? I'm listening to the CD in preparation for you coming down. I'm thinking I'm going to put it on in the background and just do whatever needs to be done. And I can't. I mean, I have to listen actively to it. It's that good. It's not background music.
Thank you.
It's participatory for the audience. Talk about all the audience energy and
that's what we wanted. So I'm glad that's the reaction.
It wasn't something I could put on the background. I wanted to be there live, and I was involved, even though it wasn't a live show.
Well, and hopefully there's something for everybody because, I mean, we're not like a jazz band in the traditional sense that we're playing only Cole Porter or, you know, bebop tunes, which we like that stuff very much, but it kind of runs the full gamut of, you know, we could use the jazz fusion title because there's rock elements, there's blues elements. It's all original material, but the one song that we do is the old jazz standard, When Sunny Gets Blue. So I think no matter what you like, hopefully you'll find something on there that's good.
Brian, is it hard to create an original sound that has a signature to it so that we know that this is Brian Masick and friends playing?
Well, I mean, I think the sound itself comes from the players. Everybody contributes to that. A lot of times, if you get the right lineup, your goal as a recording engineer is just kind of stay out of the way of everything so much as, you know, more than trying to create the sound. And you know, that these are the right guys for this kind of music. And so from the sound aspect, you know, I like that a lot.
Hmm. Let's talk about this next song, The Ballad of John Ertz. Jesse, tell me who John Ertz is.
He was one of the owners, operators of the legendary Pomp Room in Sioux Falls. And I ran into him one night about the time that we came up with a title for the song. So I figured I'd dedicate the song to John for all the great memories and music that happened many years ago in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, we were also sitting around practice too, and the song didn't have a name, and three of us are a little bit older, and we've got our sax player who's younger, and we give him a hard time about that. But he was the Pomp Room was before his time, so we were kind of talking about the Pomp Room and the stuff that happened, and you know, and it was a fun time for those of us that were part of it, and if you've been there though, you know John, that he's a great guy, you know, we love him. But he's an interesting guy. And like I said, that's why you love him. He's a great guy. And so we kind of talked about that in him. And it's a joke. I just named the song The Ballad of John Ertz.
What is it about the Pomp Room and people like John Ertz that you're still talking about all these years after? It has such a legacy.
Oh, remembering all the fun that you had many years ago.
Well, I got to say one thing about John, though, that was really cool is that when I was really young, he actually kind of took me under his wing a little bit and showed me some things about sound and was very friendly to me. And that's why I've always thought he was a really cool guy.
Yeah, and probably for most of us, too, that was probably the first time that we got to play on like a bigger stage with a big sound system rather than just in somebody's basement or a rented hall with a tiny little PA. So, yeah, a lot of good memories musically, too.
Let's take a listen. Now, as I listen to that and the others, I cannot wait to see you live. So it's a great CD, but it also sort of begs to be played live, doesn't it?
Well, we're definitely a live group. All the songs we played live. It was an interesting process because we pretty much played everything live. But then when we went to the studio, we added all these parts to it, and it was mostly Jesse. And then it was literally a week ago I started looking at stuff going, how are we going to play this? And so we had last night and tonight to figure that out.
Is that what you're going to play, mostly live stuff at Jazz Fest this year?
Yeah, we'll play every track we did on the CD. Yeah. We have about a 15-minute set, I think, on
50, yeah.
Thursday on the big stage. And then on the second stage, we have a little bit longer. So we'll probably play maybe some of the other tunes that aren't on the CD play live.
What's the live performance like you as a group, that collaborative moment? What's that feel like for you up on the stage personally?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. How come?
Because, I mean, you know, we're recreating something that the songs, some of them have complex arrangements. I do a thing with a looper pedal and where I layer multiple parts, and nothing's pre-recorded. And there end up being, sometimes I've got two or three things going on, but we're still trying to maintain an improv environment with some structure. And so I'm not always the smartest, most linear person in the world. And so it's tricky to keep it all together. And so when it does come together, it feels really good.
I feel like I want to ask you a question about the bass itself because my daughter just picked up electric bass, and I don't even know how to formulate that question. It's not the instrument that everybody thinks of first when they think of a jazz band necessarily.
Well, you think of it more, I think, as a more of a rhythm instrument, but you know, there's a lot of a good upright acoustic bass player. I mean, that's an amazing talent to have. I'm not very electric bass is a lot easier to play than acoustic bass, I think. It's kind of considered by some people to be like the most easy instrument to play professionally.
I don't know. All you know is if you become a bass player, you get way more gigs than being a guitar player. Everybody always needs a bass player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you want to say about playing guitar, Jesse? Because I understand the buzz around the office was you get to talk to Jesse Christian and he...
Oh, Jesse's the man.
Yeah, and then the compliments just start pouring out. Yeah, Jesse's
the
man.
They're all true.
Well, that's great.
You've got a following at SDPB Radio for sure.
That's really great to hear that people enjoy it that much. Because I wouldn't say that, well, the artistic side of me, I'm continually in self-doubt and trying to improve my skills on a daily basis. So,
how do you improve from the level that you're already at?
Oh, just keep practicing and playing, because I don't care how good you are. As soon as you get good at one thing, you'll realize there's something you don't know or a technique you can't do that well, or a style of music that you're not that familiar with. Or something. There's always something you can learn. And
you're going to record again, or are you going to stick with live stuff for a while?
We're going to stick with live stuff for a while. I still have kind of brain damage from getting the first CD done. It takes a lot out of you.
Brian Masick and friends, they were talking to Brian, and Jesse Christian is here as well. You can hear them at Jazz Fest Friday night.
It's Thursday night at 6 o'clock on the main stage, and Saturday at 6 o'clock on the second stage.